请我们一同低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们为着孩子们所唱的诗歌献上感谢。正如风和爱一样，虽然看不见摸不到，但是我们感受得到。主啊，你现在在我们中间，虽然我们看不见，但是我们知道你在我们中间。主啊，让我们用心灵和诚实来寻求你，来敬拜你，来侍奉你。我们恭敬地把下面的时间交在主的手中，求主向我们每一个人说话。祷告是靠主耶稣基督的名，阿门。一年一度的母亲节，我们特别选了姐妹的经历来分享神的话。
In this special once a year occasion to celebrate Mother's Day, we have picked sisters to their experiences to share with us today.
圣经六十六卷里面有两卷是以姐妹的名字为卷名，一本是路德记，一本是以斯帖记。
In the whole book of Bible, there are 66 books, and among them, there are two books using woman's name, and one is Esther, and the other one is Ruth.
路德记是讲一对婆婆和媳妇之间感人的故事。
The book of Ruth talks about a beautiful story between the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law.
以斯帖记是讲神怎么样用一个弱女子拯救整个民族。
The book of Esther talks about how God used a feeble young lady to save a whole race.
今天我们要从以斯帖记里面来认识我们所信靠的神。
And today we want to look into the book of Esther to look at the work of God.
请大家翻开圣经以斯帖记。
Let's turn to the book of Esther.
在旧约圣经里面，以斯拉记、尼希米记和以斯帖记三卷书是记载犹太人被掳以后的历史。
There are three books, the book of Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. They all talk about Jews in captivity.
After captivity. 以斯拉和尼希米是论到被掳的人归回耶路撒冷的历史。
Ezra and Nehemiah talks about the Jews in their return to their homeland, Jerusalem.
以斯帖记是记载那些留在被掳之地的犹太人的事。
The book of Esther talks about the Jews.That still remains in the captive land.
这批留在国外的犹太人人数是远远的超过回到耶路撒冷的犹太人。
However, the people that stay behind the captive lands, these people outnumber, way outnumber those that have actually returned to their homeland.
以斯帖记一共十章，内容非常的曲折，充满了戏剧性。
The book of Esther has 10 chapters and is full of dramatic story.
但是它不是一本小说，它是千真万确的历史事实。
Yet it's not a fiction, it is of historical record.
因为书里面所提到的人物、日期、地点，经过考古学家、语文学家的证实，发现跟古波斯国的历史相符合。
Because all the dates and the locations and the characters were proved to be accurate according to the archaeologists and linguists that study Persian Empire.
这段事情是发生在公元前五世纪，地点是发生在波斯国国王在苏珊城的王宫里。
And this story happens in 5 BC in the Persian royal palace in the citadel of Susa.
当时波斯帝国统管几百万的犹太人。
At that time, under the Persian Empire, there were millions of people under.
以斯帖记里面有提到五位主要的人物。
And in the book of Esther, they mentioned five main characters.
一位就是波斯王亚哈随鲁，第二位就是他被废的皇后瓦什提。
The first two were King Xerxes, and the second one was the deposed Queen Vashti.
第三位是犹太人的领袖莫迪改。
And the third one was the Jewish leader Mordecai.
第四位是一位最恨犹太人的大官哈曼。
The fourth one is a person, is an high official who really hated the Jew. His name was Haman.
第五位就是这本书的主角以斯帖。
And the last one was the story's main character, Esther.
整个历史发展的时间大约十二年，每一个情节都围绕着以斯帖，所以以斯帖记就用他的名字。
This book took the whole span of 12 years to finish, and it all surrounded the character of Esther, and so the book is named Esther.
以斯帖记很短，如果你读过去话，只有167节。
The book of Esther is very short, it only has 167 verses.
在短短的经文里面提到波斯王100多次，提到波斯国60多次。
It mentioned King Xerxes about 100 times, and it mentioned the Persian Empire about 60 times.
非常奇怪的，全本书没有提到一次神的名字。
But surprisingly, in the whole book, you cannot find one direct reference to God's own name.
然而，这就是这本书的特点，没有提到神的名字，但是从头到尾，你处处看到神的作为。
And that's a special character of this book. You cannot find the name of God recorded in this book, and yet the manifestation of God's work is everywhere in the book.
以斯帖记给人类的启示就是，我们虽然用肉眼看不见神，但是在我们人生的经历当中，天天体验神的存在。
The message that we received is that though our eyes, our fleshly eyes, cannot see God, but daily, consistently, we can experience God.
就好像刚才中文学校小朋友所唱的诗歌一样，虽然风和爱是看不见，但是我们体验到它的存在。
And just like the song that was sung by all the children, wind we cannot see, and love we cannot see, but we can all feel the presence of them.
短短的十章经文可以分成两大段。
10 chapters we divided into two sections.
第一章到第五章是讲到犹太人面临灭族的危机。
Chapter 1 to 5 talks about the Jews facing the crisis of being destroyed.
第六章到第十章是讲到神如何带领犹太人度过危机，不但是度过危机，而且把危机转为生机。
From chapter 6 to 10 talks about how God have changed his crisis into a wonderful opportunity that we can see life from death.
危机事实上就是我们人生的描写。
Isn't crisis the description of our life?
回想我们的人生，我们已经度过多少大大小小的危机。
As we recall back our lives, how many crises have we gone through?
有的时候是学业的危机，有的时候是事业的危机。
Maybe it is our academic pursuit, maybe our career.
有的时候我们遇临到婚姻的危机。
There are times our marriage.
有的时候我们遇到生命的危机。
And other times, our very own lives might even be threatened.
当犹太人面临灭族的危机的时候，神用奇妙的方法带领他们度过危机。
When the Jews were facing a life-threatening situation, God brought them through the crisis.
当我们翻到第三章的时候，我们会发现犹太人为什么会面临灭族的危机。
When we turn to chapter 3, we look into why the Jews were facing this crisis.
这是由于亚哈随鲁王大大的抬举一个官哈曼。
It was because King Xerxes elevated a high official Haman.
他不但让他升官发财，而且要叫所有的人都向哈曼下跪下拜。
He not only gave him the highest honor, but also he ordered everybody that see Haman to bow down and kneel down before him.
犹太人的领袖莫迪盖偏偏不肯向哈曼下拜。
The Jewish leader Mordecai refused to bow down to him daily.
因为他遵守神的诫命，只向独一的真神下拜。
Because he only honored the very God he worshipped.
这件事情就激怒了哈曼。
And this angered Haman.
他想，我杀死一个莫迪盖算是太小的事情。
He said it's such a small matter to kill Mordecai one person.
我要做的话，就是要把莫迪改的全族犹太人全部杀灭。
What I would like to do is to wipe out the whole race of of the Jewish race.
在三章八节就讲到，他说服了国王，用国王的名义下诏书，让全国的人在12月13号那天把犹太人。不管男女老少，全部杀死。
And so he persuaded the king to give him the authority to give out an edict to the whole all the provinces that on the 12th month The third day in the 12th month, all the Jews will be destroyed.
在第四章第三节就描写着，当王的谕旨所到之处，犹太人就大大的悲哀，禁食，哭泣，穿麻衣，躺在灰里头。
Chapter 4, verse 13 mentioned, everywhere that the edict had arrived, all the Jews were weeping, wailing, fasting, and laying sackcloth and ashes.
我们设身处地想一想，如果我知道我自己将要遭到杀身之祸，我会怎么样？
How would we react if we know soon we ourselves would be destroyed?
我们接下来要看神怎么样拯救他的儿女。
Now let's look at how God has saved His people.
从历史，我们看见神做工有他的原则。
We have observed there is a principle of how God works in history.
每一次神做工，神都拣选人与他同工。
Every single time God works, He always chooses people to co-work with Him.
伟大尊贵的真神愿意让渺小的人与他同工。
This great and awesome God would choose undeserving people to co-work with him.
这是恩典，这也是荣耀。
This is grace and glory.
这一次在拯救犹太人的这个大功之上，神所拣选的器皿是一个纤弱的姐妹。
And in this specific incident,The vessel God chose to exercise His great power was through a feeble young lady.
我们翻到第二章六节、七节、十五节、十七节里面，我们来认识一下神所拣选的这个器皿。
Let's take a look at this on this vessel through chapter 2, verse 6, 7, 15, and 17.
我们发现以斯帖是一个被掳的犹太人。
Esther was a captive.
而且她是属于便雅悯支派。
And a Jew belonged to the tribe of Benjamin.
不但是一个在社会地位很低，她同时是一个没有父母的孤女。
Also an orphan.
由她的堂哥来收养她，她的堂哥莫迪改就做了她的养父。
Being raised and adopted by her cousin, and that turned into her godfather.
第三点，我们发现以斯帖是一个非常美丽的女子。
She is also an extremely beautiful woman.
不但外表美，内心更美，所有看见她的人都喜欢她。
She is so beautiful from within to without. Those who have seen her loved her.
她好像童话故事《仙女奇缘》，她由一个可怜的孤女，一天之间变成了一国的皇后。
It's sort of like the story of the Cinderella, how a poor orphan girl became overnight a princess, a queen.
但是到四章第七节、第八节的时候，犹太人面临的灭族危机的时候，他的养父莫迪改交给他一个非常难以承担的使命。
In chapter 4, while the Jews were facing life threat, her godfather,gave her an impossible mission.
他要他冒着生命的危险去救他的民族。
He asked her to risk her very own life to save this race.
以斯帖是一个平凡的女子。
Esther is a very ordinary woman.
她跟一般人一样，听到这样的使命的时候，她害怕，她退缩，她逃避。
She was afraid, just like everybody else.
莫迪改对以斯帖所说的话就成为以斯帖记里面最重要的经文。
The words that Mordecai spoke to her became the most important verses in the whole book of Esther.
我们看第四章十四节。
Let's look at chapter 4 verse 14.
莫迪改对他说，此时你若闭口不言，犹大人必从别处得解脱蒙拯救，你和你父家必至灭亡。
For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place. But you and your family's family, your father's family, will perish.
从这一段经文里面，我们看见一个属灵的真理。
We learn of a spiritual lesson here.
如果我们拒绝照着神的旨意， 把自己献给神，被神所用，神的旨意要另外找出路。
And we refuse to carry on that mission that God wants to give us. God's will be done, but He will find another way.
因为他的旨意总要通行。
Because His will shall be fulfilled.
但是如果我们不肯把自己献上的话，我们在神的国度里面要被淘汰，被弃绝，使我们一生徒然度过。
But if we refuse to let God use us the way He wants, we ourselves shall be cast aside and abandoned. Mordecai, following this, he says something more.
焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？
And who knows but that you have come to royal position for such a time as this?
从这句话里面，我们看见今天神在我们身上过去种种的安排和塑造都有他特别的目的。
And from this we see everything that happened in our past life till this moment were to prepare what God wants to do in our lives, a special plan.
我们今天的身份，我们的地位，我们的钱财，我们的儿女，神所给我们所安排所塑造的都有神的计划和目的。
Everything that we think we own, children, every of our possessions are all part of God's very special plan.
以斯帖听到莫迪盖这样严厉的话，他终于靠着神的大能放下个人的安危荣辱，他凭着勇气和智慧救了犹太全民族。
Heeding the words of Mordecai, Esther took the step of faith, putting aside her sense of need for security, and she went ahead to save the nation.
从神拯救犹太人的整个过程当中，我们对神有怎么样的认识呢？
What have we learned about God Himself through this whole history?
这位神是怎么样一位神呢？
What kind of God is he?
第一，我们所信靠的神，他是一个预知万事，而且事先预备的神。
First, this God is an omniscient God. He foreknows all things, and he prepares all things way ahead of his time.
我们翻到第一章，我们看见一个极大的宴席。
As we turn to chapter 1, we see a big feast.
而这件事情是发生在早早五年以前就发生的事。
And this feast took place 5 years prior to this whole destruction incident.
这是亚哈随鲁王为着他国家的达官贵人所摆设的180天大宴席。
King Xerxes started a banquet for all his royal officials for 180 days.
接下来又为当地的百姓摆设7天大宴席。
And then he have another banquet for the normal common people for 7 days.
这么样快乐的宴席应该大家欢乐。
It should be a very joyous occasion.
但是没有想到结局非常的悲哀。
But it has a tragic outcome.
这是许多人生的写照，也是如此。
It's sort of like the portrait of our lives, isn't it?
在这个宴席的结束的时候，皇后瓦什提被废弃。
At the end of this banquet, Queen Vashti was deposed.
第二章我们就看到神怎么样把一个犹太的孤女送进了王宫，让以斯帖补上了王后的位置。
And chapter 2, we see how God arranged a little young girl, Esther, to come into the palace and actually replace Queen Vashti's.
这件事情从表面上来看跟犹太人的命运好像没有关系。
It didn't seem like it has much to do with the fate of the Jewish people.
因为当时要灭绝犹太人的仇敌还没有存在。
Because actually at that time there was no threat for the Jewish people.
因为哈曼根本还没有得势。
At that time Haman was still not elevated to his high position.
但是神是预见万事，他预先知道要发生的事情。
But God foreknew everything.
在他的儿女还没有遇到危机以前， 神已经安排了拯救的出路。
Before God's children even getting close to facing any difficulties, He already long way ahead prepared ways to save them.
我们所信的神是耶和华以勒。
The God that we trust is Jehovah Jireh.
他是预知万事，也是预先安排的神。
He's an omniscient God and also a God that fore prepared everything.
我们不知道下一分钟要发生什么事。
We have no idea what will happen to us the very next minute.
但是神已经看到我们一生的路程。
But God already know what's going to happen to us.
我们有没有把我们的人生交在这位无所不知的神手中呢？
Have we given over our lives to this God who knows everything?
第二，这位神是历史的主。
Number two, our God is a God of history.
我们看到第五章的最后一节。
Let's take a look at the last verse in chapter 5.
哈曼对于那个不肯向他下拜的莫迪改恨之入骨，他就特制了一个五丈高的木架，要把莫迪改挂在架子上，让他受折磨、受羞辱，慢慢的死掉。
Haman hated Mordecai so much that he designed a special gallows, 75 feet, getting ready to hang Mordecai.
第六章，我们注意一下所有关于时间的描写。
Chapter 6, let's pay a little attention as on the time description here.
第一节说，那夜王睡不着觉，那夜。
Very first two words, it said, that night the king could not sleep.
不是前一夜，也不是后夜，就是那一夜。
It's not the night before or after, but that very specific night.
睡不着觉怎么办呢？就叫他的仆人拿历史来读。
What did he do when he couldn't fall asleep? He got somebody to read him the book of history, Chronicles.
你睡不着的时候怎么办？
What do you do when you have insomnia?
有人睡不着就读圣经。
Some people who couldn't sleep would just read the Bible.
第二节，我们注意到正遇见书上写着说
It was found recorded that
Verse 2
It was found recorded
我们发现历史这么厚而不读前一段不读后一段就读那一段就是莫迪改救王的事迹
And it's funny how he sort of stumbled upon this very particular thing of how Mordecai have saved him
更妙的是睡不着觉的国王以为读了历史会睡觉。
It was funny that he thought if he read this, he would be able to fall asleep.
他越读，他的精神越好。
But the more he reads, the more excited and energetic he gets.
因为他发现在这段历史里面记载着他应该死，结果被救活的记载。
Because he realized that King Xerxes realized that she should have been dead by now, but he was saved.
所以他说莫迪改救了王，有没有给他爵位？有没有给他尊荣啊
？And so immediately he asked, "Well, he saved my life. Was there any honor or recognition given to him?"
王的头脑越来越清醒的时候，那些臣仆说没有，什么都没有给他。
And then the people around him said, "No, you haven't given him anything."
我们注意到第四节
，Verse 4，
王说谁在院子里？那时哈曼正进了王宫的外院。
King said, "Who is in the court?" Now Haman had just entered the outer court of the palace.
所有都是偶然吗
？Is it all coincidence?
正那时都是偶然的吗
？That night, just
不，那后面有一位历史的主。
These are not coincidences. These are all behind.
哈曼来到院子里是为了要向国王说要把莫迪改挂在木架上
Haman came into the palace actually was just almost going to request to hang Mordecai on this gallows
圣经熟的人就知道结果是刚刚好相反
As we all know that the result was quite to the contrary
本来应该是莫迪改死的日子却成了莫迪改得尊荣的日子
The day that Haman had planned to kill Mordecai actually become the day that Mordecai got the most honor
虽然哈曼对莫迪改的命运有了他全盘的计划
Even though Haman sort of planned out his, the whole fate of Mordecai.
但是莫迪改所信的神是 管理历史的主。
But the God that Mordecai believes is the God that controls all history.
神是管理时间空间的神。
God is the God that controls time and space.
他不但是不误事的神，他也是不误时的神。
God does not fault of things or time.
今天这位历史的主宰仍然在掌管人类的历史。
And today, this God of history is still taking charge of history.
不但掌管人类的历史，他也掌管我们每一个人人生的历史。
He not only takes charge of the whole universe, human beings' history, but he takes charge of each of us individuals' lives.
当我们在计划前途的时候，我们有没有寻求他的旨意？
As we plan for our future, do we seek His will?
我们愿不愿意走在历史的主所预备的道路上？
Are we willing to walk on the path that our Lord had prepared for us?
第三，第九章二十二节。
Number three, chapter verse nine.
Chapter nine, verse 22. 九章二十二节，我们看到这位神是一个扭转乾坤的神，他使他的儿女转危机为生机。这里有八个字，非常的美：转忧为喜，转悲为乐。
And this is talking about how our God is a God that changed things around, turned things around. He turned people from weeping to joy, from depression to liberated.
这学期，我们开了一个很特别的成人主义学班。
This past semester, we had a special Sunday school, adult Sunday school.
我们的题目叫做中年心机班。
And this is talking about how a midlife opportunity,
new opportunity,
new opportunity.
每一堂课，我们班上都讨论得非常的精彩，非常热烈。
In our every class, we had exciting discussion.
几乎每一堂都是欲罢不能。
We just couldn't stop.
因为我们承认岁月不饶人，人到了中年，不但有危机，而且是危机重重。
For those of us that have reached middle age, there are so many crises in our lives.
我们有从上面来的压力，从下面来的压力，从外面的压力，还有里面来的压力，把中年人团团包围。
The pressures from above, below, within, and without.
中年人要面对事业的乏力感。
The exhaustion of work.
要面对婚姻的成就感。
Even just that old, boring, tired feeling of marriage.
还要面对健康走下坡的沮丧感。
Health going downhill and the depression that was caused by that.
一切都让人灰心，感觉陈旧。
And you just have that very old, tired feeling.
没有神的人只好消沉、逃避、离婚、自杀。
Those who do not have God can only go the route of depression, divorce, suicide even.
但是有神的人，我们随时都可以来到这位扭转乾坤的神面前。
But for those of us who have God, we can always come before the God who can turn things around.
我们承认我们有危机，但是这一位可以改变危机的神，把新机赐给我们。
We admit there are so many crises in our life, but we can come before the God and turn all crises into life with opportunity.
在哥林多后书五章十七节，神怎么样说呢？若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed, new has come.
从以斯帖记里面我们认识这样一位奇妙的神。
We come to know this wonderful God through the book of Esther.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，亲爱的朋友，你认识他多少？
My dear friends, how much do you know him?
认识神 是人一生最重要的课题。
Knowing God is definitely the most important lesson in our lives.
旧约先知何西亚说，我们务要认识神，竭力追求认识神。
In the book of Hosea, says, "Let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge Him."
因为一个人怎么样认识神，就会过怎么样的生活。
Whatever you know of God, about God, there your life shall reflect.
越认识神的人就越爱神。
The more you truly know Him, the more you love Him.
一个人越认识神，就越忠心侍奉神。
The more you know God, the more faithfully you will be on every service you perform.
一个人越认识神，就越谦卑顺服神。
The more we know God, the more we will be humbly coming before Him.
在第四世纪，有一个母亲，她的名字叫摩尼加。
In the 4th century, there was a mother, her name is Monica.
因为她自己认识神，而且她也看到使她的儿子认识神是她一生最重要的使命。
She loves and honors God, and she also sees the most important thing of her life is to see to it that her son come to know God.
在她一生之年，她用了31年的时间，迫切流泪，为她那个才华横溢的儿子祷告。
With tears.Love pouring out for 31 years, he prayed ceaselessly for this young, talented son.
他的祷告甚至感动了当地的主教安布罗修 Ambrose.
And her prayer, faithful prayer, even moved the Bishop of Ambrose.
主教对他说，你用许多的祷告和眼泪所托住的儿子一定不会失落。
Bishop said to him, he said, all these prayers and tears you have poured before God will not go in vain.
31年之久，他持续不断横切流泪为他的儿子祷告。
31 years, she ceaselessly prayed for her son.
终于他的儿子认识了神，而且把他的一生奉献给神。
At the end, her son repented and went before the Lord.
他成为教会历史中一位伟大的神学家。
He gave over his entire life to God and he became one of history's most greatest theologians.
那就是奥古斯丁。
And that's in Augustine.
奥古斯丁在他一本伟大的著作叫《忏悔录》里面写的这样的话。
St. Augustine had mentioned this in his confession.
他说，母亲啊，母亲，你曾经做我两次的母亲。
Mother, mother, you have been my mother twice.
第一次，你把我生在这可爱的世界。
First time you gave birth to me into this lovely earthly world.
第二次，你把我生在光明的天上。
Second time you gave birth to me onto the glorious heaven.
在母亲节的主日，我们每一位做父母的，我们有没有把我们的儿女生在天上？
In the special Mother's Day occasion, let's think a little bit. Have we as parents born our children on heaven?
求主让我们自己更认识他。
May the Lord help us to truly know Him.
也带领我们的儿女认识真神。
That we might also help our children to come to know God.
我们一同低头祷告。
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, our thanks towards our mothers beyond words can describe.And Lord God, we just do want to thank you. And thank you so very much for your love that you have poured out through them into us. And we do also want to thank you for the sacred responsibility that you've given to those of us that are mothers, and to think of how to truly bring our children to really love you and honor them, honor you all their lives. What sacred, beautiful responsibility you have entrusted us, unworthy people. And it's like jewels you give for us to hold. And we just ask that we will not let you down, God.
Yes.
We ask you, Lord, to bless all the mothers here. For some of us, it might mean to pray more faithfully, consistently, even more for our children that are not saved. For others, it might mean to just give thanks more for our children. And for others, to just sit and really think of ways to appreciate our mothers who are still alive, when we still have time to honor them.
Yes.
We just still want to give thanks for this time that we can meditate on this great message. Thank you. In your name we pray.
Amen.